Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. World's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh, to conclude with the last snan on Mahashivratri today. Lakhs of devotees take holy dip on the auspicious occasion. Festival of Mahashivratri being observed with religious fervour. President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet people on the occasion. Border Security Force foils infiltration bid by gunning down a Pakistani intruder at Pathankot International Border. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India and Japan can collaborate to strengthen resilient supply chain for African countries. And in ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, England to take on Afghanistan in Lahore. The world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, will conclude today on the auspicious day of Mahashivratri. Pilgrims from across the country have been taking a holy dip at the Sangam and other ghats in Prayagraj since early this morning. The Mahakumbh Mela, which began on the 13th of January, has drawn over 60 lakhs visitors so far over 6 weeks, making it the largest gathering of humanity in the world. We now go over live to our correspondent Adarsh in Prayagraj. Adarsh, what is the kind of enthusiasm you see amongst the devotees today on the final day of Mahakumbh?
Well, sir, the devotees here are charged with spiritual energy and 20 quintals of rose petals were showered upon the devotees at the ghat that has energized them even more. Aerial shows are also captivating the people. Furthermore, Valsa, the excitement of Mahashivratri is also visible. Devotees have been coming to the Sangam from midnight and over 1 crore devotees have arrived till noon today, which is expected to increase by double in few hours or by at least by evening. And the total number of people throughout Mahakumbh has also crossed the 65 crore mark and will soon cross the 66 crore mark as well.
Right. For the benefit of our listeners, tell us about the arrangements that have been made by the administration and police for devotees and pilgrims, especially with Mahashivratri in mind.
Well, sir, the police is deployed at key spots of heavy crowd movement and traffic is also being regulated. People are being constantly asked to move along after their dip and not to stay at one spot to prevent any congestion. For further security at the ghats, NDRF, SDRF, Home Guards and police are keeping a watchful eye to prevent any accidents. Motor boats are also prohibited today. And there's an aerial monitoring team as well. Radio programs, information and news on loudspeakers and variable messaging displays are also being broadcast to keep the people vigilant and prevent any misinformation. As for other forms of commute and to prevent congestion throughout the city, 4,500 buses are running in view of Mahashivratri, where passengers can get a bus every 10 minutes, while 750 shuttle buses are also deployed.
Right, Adarsh, thank you so much for joining us with all those details. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has said Akashvani has always played a major role in connecting people with the country's culture and takes its responsibility as a public broadcaster very seriously. In his message on the final day of Mahakumbh, Mr. Sehgal said throughout its 48-day broadcast, Akashvani's Kumbhvani channel touched a lot of people.
इस विशेष चैनल कुंभवाणी ने 48 दिनों की एक छोटी सी यात्रा के दौरान बहुत लोगों को छुआ है. आकाशवाणी सभी से जुड़ा रहा है, आम आदमी से लेकर हमारे जो वहां महात्मा गण थे, हमारे जो वहां अखाड़े आए, हमारे यहां वहां जो संत जन आए, उन सब से आकाशवाणी जुड़ा रहा है. भारतीय संस्कृति को जन जन तक पहुंचाने में आकाशवाणी की एक प्रमुख भूमिका रही है.
Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi commended the efforts of Akashvani's Kumbhvani channel in its coverage of the Mahakumbh. He noted that Akashvani fulfilled its role as a public service broadcaster by providing real-time news, interviews and special programs through Kumbhvani. Mr. Dwivedi remarked that both the Mahakumbh and Kumbhvani journeys are unforgettable and hold a divine place in the hearts of millions.
महाकुंभ में आकाशवाणी ने कुंभ मौड़ी के माध्यम से लोक प्रसारक की अपनी भूमिका बखूबी निभाई। मैं सूचना एवं प्रसारण मंत्रालय के मंत्री श्री अश्विनी वैष्णव जी, राज्य मंत्री डॉक्टर एल मुरुगन जी, प्रसार भारती के अध्यक्ष श्री नवनीत कुमार सहगल जी का भी आभार व्यक्त करता हूं। आकाशवाणी की महानिदेशक डॉक्टर प्रज्ञा पालीवाल गौड़ और कुंभवाणी की पूरी टीम को मेरी ओर से विशेष धन्यवाद।
The railways has operated more than 115 outward trains from various stations of Prayagraj till 9 a.m. today for the convenience of the Mahakumbh devotees returning home after taking a dip in the Sangam on the occasion of Mahashivratri. The railway ministry said around 6 lakh passengers travelled in these trains. The ministry said special arrangements have been made to run additional trains after the Mahashivratri snan and extra rakes have been stationed near Prayagraj for use. Railway will operate more than 350 trains from Prayagraj today. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and the Chairman of the Railway Board, Satish Kumar, are closely monitoring the entire railway operation. The festival of Mahashivratri is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in India and abroad today. A large number of devotees are visiting the most revered Shiva temples in different states. In Madhya Pradesh, devotees are thronging all major temples on the occasion of Mahashivratri. Our correspondent reports, at Jyotirling Mahakaleshwar and Omkareshwar, long queues of devotees are being seen since early morning today.
In Ujjain, the doors of temple were opened at 2:30 a.m. at Mahakaleshwar Jyotirling, after which the Bhashmarti started. The doors of the temple will remain open for 44 hours continuously. In Khandwa, the doors of the Omkareshwar Jyotirling were opened at 3:30 a.m. and the doors of Lord Omkareshwar and Lord Mamleshwar temple will remain open for 24 hours. A large number of devotees are also reaching Bhojpur temple in Bhopal and Pachmali. A three-day Mahadev festival has been organized in Bhojpur from today. Various events are being organized in major Shiva temples in all cities. Vikram Utsav is being organized by the state government in Ujjain from today. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Odisha, thousands of devotees flocked to Lord Shiva temples across the state since early this morning to mark the auspicious occasion of Mahashivratri. In Jammu and Kashmir, Mahashivratri, locally known as Herat, is being celebrated across the Union Territory. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that since morning, the devotees have thronged the Lord Shiv temples across Jammu province to offer special prayers. The festival holds an important significance among the Kashmiri Pandits, who celebrated to mark the wedding of Lord Shiv with Parvati by cooking traditional Kashmiri food, especially fish. In Nepal, lakhs of devotees, saints and visitors coming from different parts of Nepal, India, Bhutan, Bangladesh, Myanmar and others have queued up to pay obeisance to Pashupatinath temple on the occasion of Mahashivratri. Mahashivratri holds immense religious significance in Hinduism, symbolizing the divine union of Lord Shiva and Goddess Parvati. Pashupatinath temple's doors were open at 2 a.m. this morning to make arrangements for offering worship and obeisance to Pashupatinath. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to countrymen on the auspicious occasion of Mahashivratri and prayed for happiness, prosperity and good health of the citizens. The portals of the world-famous Kedarnath Dham in Uttarakhand will be opened for devotees on May the 2nd, 2025 at 7 a.m., This date was officially announced today on the auspicious occasion of Mahashivratri at the Omkareshwar temple, the winter seat of Kedarnath. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Border Security Force, BSF, has foiled an infiltration bid and shot dead a park intruder along the international border in Pathankot in the wee hours today. Our correspondent, quoting BSF Jammu Frontier PRO, reports that BSF troops observed a suspicious movement during pre-dawn across the border near Tashpatan border outpost in the Pathankot sector. An intruder was observed crossing the border and was challenged by the alert troops of the border guarding force. As the intruder paid no heed and kept on moving ahead, sensing a threat, troops neutralized him. The BSF said the identity of the slain intruder and motive is being ascertained, and a strong protest will be lodged with Pakistan Rangers. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has said that Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the budget which was beneficial to the middle class, farmers and also to MSMEs. Speaking after inaugurating the BJP office at Coimbatore, the Home Minister stated that the NDA will form the government next year in Tamil Nadu. He said it was time for the BJP to end the DMK government, which is known for its anti-national beliefs.
25 की शुरुआत दिल्ली के विजय से हुई है और 26 तमिलनाडु में एनडीए की सरकार के साथ समाप्त करेंगे। समय आ गया है तमिलनाडु में डीएमके की ये देश विरोधी और भ्रष्टाचारी सरकार को समाप्त करने का।
The Home Minister also unveiled the plaque for Thiruvannamalai and Ramanathapuram party offices. Telangana ministers Uttam Kumar Reddy and K. Venkata Reddy have reviewed the situation with tunnel works experts afresh this morning while the rescue teams are making all-out efforts to reach out to the trapped 8 persons in the Srisailam Left Bank Canal Tunnel project. We have more from our correspondent.
Round-the-clock operations are being held to save the 8 trapped persons with the help of over 700 experts from different agencies who can handle different terrains and aspects of rescue operations, with the local authorities extending all-out support. However, the teams are not able to establish contact with the trapped persons even after 96 hours of the incident due to heavy amounts of water and slush. The rescuers have set up a separate conveyor belt to speed up the pace of draining the water and mud, and teams are cutting the wrangled metal of the boring machine which are obstructing the access. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
In Bihar, the expansion of the Nitish Kumar-led cabinet is likely to be held this evening. Several new ministers are likely to be administered the oath of office at a ceremony at Raj Bhavan in Patna. Earlier today, in a sudden political development, Revenue and Land Reforms Minister Dr. Dilip Kumar Jaiswal tendered his resignation from the post. Dr. Jaiswal is also the chief of the state BJP, and it has been said that he has resigned from his post to pave the way for the cabinet expansion. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India and Japan can collaborate to strengthen resilience supply chain for African countries, particularly in critical and emerging sectors. Speaking at the Japan-India-Africa Business Forum virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said the growth and prosperity of Africa will not only benefit its people but also contribute to broader global stability and economic progress. The minister said India's approach to Africa has always been guided by a deep-rooted commitment to building long-term mutually beneficial partnerships. He said India is Africa's fourth largest trading partner, with bilateral trade reaching nearly $100 billion.
As the Global South emerges as a future driver of economic growth, it is imperative that we ensure its aspirations and interests are fully represented on the global stage. India has consistently championed this cause, whether through the voice of the Global South summits or indeed our G20 presidency, where African Union's full membership in the G20 was successfully ensured.
On sports, in the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, Afghanistan have won the toss and opted to bat first against England in a crucial Group B encounter at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore, Pakistan. The highly anticipated clash is a do-or-die contest, as the losing team will be eliminated from the tournament. Both England and Afghanistan lost their opening matches and sit at the bottom of Group B without any points. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. World's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh, to conclude with the last snan on Mahashivratri today. Lakhs of devotees take a holy dip on the auspicious occasion. Festival of Mahashivratri being observed with religious fervour. President, Vice President, Prime Minister greet people on the occasion. Border Security Force foils infiltration bid by gunning down a Pakistani intruder at Pathankot International Border. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India and Japan can collaborate to strengthen resilience supply chain for African countries. And in ICC Champions Trophy cricket, Afghanistan win the toss in Group B clash against England in Lahore. And with that, we end the midday news.